दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय शगुन चोपड़ा। Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Argentina on the third leg of his five-nation tour that aims to reinforce India's engagements with Global South. He was given a warm welcome by the Indian community in capital Buenos Aires with a special classical dance performance. Our correspondent reports that the Prime Minister will hold delegation-level talks this evening to further strengthen the strategic partnership and open new avenues of cooperation between the two countries.
The official engagements for Prime Minister begin at the statue of General José de San Martín, where the Prime Minister will pay his respects to Argentina's revered freedom fighter and national hero, who was a key leader in South America's independence, liberating Argentina, Chile and Peru from Spanish rule. Prime Minister will then be accorded a ceremonial welcome. He will hold the delegation talks, followed by a lunch hosted by President Milei for him. The discussions are expected to focus on cooperation in critical minerals and energy security.
Manish Shiva, Akashwani News, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Earlier, Mr. Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart Kamala Prasad Bisesa at the iconic Red House in Port of Spain last evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the BRICS summit at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil tomorrow and Sunday. It will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brazil in nearly six decades. During his visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, along with several other global leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today laid the foundation stone of the country's first cooperative university, Tribhuvan Sahakari Vishwavidyalaya, at Anand in Gujarat. During the program, Mr. Shah said that in the last 4 years, the Ministry of Cooperation has launched 60 new initiatives. He said that the Ministry of Cooperation was established to instill hope in the lives of crores of poor and rural people.
देश के प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने तय किया कि करोड़ों गरीब, करोड़ों ग्रामीण उनके जीवन में आशा का संचार, उनकी आर्थिक समृद्धि के लिए देश में सहकारिता मंत्रालय की स्थापना की जाए। उसके बाद सहकारिता मंत्रालय ने राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर केंद्र में एक अलग मंत्रालय की स्थापना हो।
India's policies are strategically structured to transform the nation from a $4 trillion economy to a $32 trillion economy by 2047, said Mr. Piyush Goyal, Minister of Commerce and Industry. Speaking at IIT Madras Sangam 2025 Global Innovation and Alumni Summit held in Bengaluru today, he said forward-looking policies of the government have already positioned India as the fifth largest economy in the world and the country is poised to become the third largest by 2028. The United States Department of Justice has informed Indian authorities that Nehal Modi, brother of fugitive economic offender Nirav Modi, was arrested by U.S. authorities yesterday. The arrest has been made following an extradition request jointly submitted by the Enforcement Directorate and the Central Bureau of Investigation. Nehal Modi is wanted in India in connection with the multi-billion dollar Punjab National Bank fraud case, one of the largest banking scams in the country's history. Investigations by the ED and CBI have revealed that Nehal Modi played a key role in laundering proceeds of crime on behalf of Nirav Modi, who is also facing extradition from the UK. At the 2025 Para Archery Asian Championships in Beijing, Indian para archers clinched two golds today, taking total medal tally to seven. The women's compound team of Sheetal Devi and Jyoti defeated China 148-143 to clinch gold. Harvinder Singh and Bhavna secured another gold in mixed recurve after a dramatic 5-4 shoot-off win. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth has reached in the men's single semi-finals of the Canada Open Super 300 badminton tournament. He secured a dominant straight game victory over top seed and world number 6 Chou Tien Chen of Chinese Taipei, winning 21-18, 21-9 in just 43 minutes. Srikanth will now face Japan's Kenta Nishimoto for a spot in the final tonight. In women's singles, India's Shreyansh Shivalishetty lost a close match to Denmark's Amelie Scholes after winning the first game. In Himachal Pradesh, the Meteorological Centre Shimla has issued warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall for next 5 days due to increased monsoon activity. The monsoon, which entered the state on 20th of last month, has severely disrupted normal life. And that is the end of this news bulletin.